Hi, my name is Dong Al. I'm one of the technical advisors for the Azure Networking Support Team. My focus varies from helping frontline engineers with incoming technical issues to engaging with the product group to deliver solutions to customers. For this session, I would like to talk about ways we troubleshoot asymmetric routing and connectivity for ExpressRoute and Office 365. Before we go into troubleshooting, I would like to cover some basic requirements. First and foremost, we must make sure we have a fully functional circuit in Azure. Second, we need to make sure the prefixes that you want to use are validated. This step should be automated, but at times we may need to manually validate these prefixes. Third, always route traffic to the nearest circuit. This would utilize hot potato routing, which basically means any routes configured for hot potato will immediately route the packet upon receiving it. Also, using longest prefix match will work. A couple more basic requirements. This one is for outbound connectivity. Use different NAT prefixes for internet and for ExpressRoute. For inbound connectivity, ensure that the on-premises endpoints targeted by the cloud are available through more than one ExpressRoute circuit without causing any path asymmetry. Some baselines to be aware of are, regardless of routes, all connectivity to Office 365 should work. All services supported being accessed across ExpressRoute if the traffic goes across ExpressRoute. Over-deliver, which is a good thing, versus under-deliver, which is a bad thing. What do we mean by over-deliver? It means traffic not listed as ExpressRoute only might still go over ExpressRoute. When we under-deliver, it means we list that traffic as ExpressRoute, but it does not go over across the ExpressRoute circuit. We have a list of URLs and IP address range you can look at on aka.ms/0365endpoints. Here's an example of how the list looks like. Under the column for ExpressRoute for Office 365, you'll see if the service is supported or not. If there's a yes, it means we guarantee for it to go over the ExpressRoute connection. We have four common failure areas that may cause your Office 365 over ExpressRoute not to work properly. This can happen during the onboarding of the ExpressRoute circuit, the next being asymmetrical routing, which we will cover later on in this session. It is also the hardest one to diagnose. At times, your prefixes may not be validated yet, or we may just be facing some general connectivity failure. So what are some circuit onboarding failures we may face? Here's a list of possible things that can cause your circuit to fail. We'll cover each of these topics over the course of the next few slides. Starting with the different provisioning state that you may see, on the first row, the service provider's provisioning state is not provisioned. This tells you that the customer has not engaged the provider yet with the service key generated by Azure to complete the circuit creation process. The Azure side by default will be in an enabled state when you first create the circuit either through the portal or by PowerShell. Therefore, the circuit is not functional at this point. The second row we see the service provider side is in a provisioning state. This means that the provider is in the process of completing the provisioning step on their side. At this point, the circuit is still not functional. On the third row, you see the service provider is in a provisioned state and the Azure side is enabled. This indicates that the circuit should now be ready for peering configuration. The last row, you can see the Azure side is in a disabling state, which should almost never be happening. But if it is, please open a service request with the Azure networking team for us to investigate why your circuit is in this state. Moving on to our next circuit onboarding failure topic, missing ARP. Two things can cause your incomplete ARP table. The first being the wrong C tag and S tag being used. What you define on your on-premises should match what you put in the BGP configuration. The second is customer using the wrong IP address for the peering subnet. Azure is always the second IP in the peering subnets. As you can see in the picture on this slide, we have an incomplete ARP. This should also be displayed in the Azure portal in the ExpressRoute section. Let's say we now have a completed ARP, but our BGP session still isn't active. Why is that? We will generally see the session in an idle state, but can be cycling between various state as well. This can be caused by inconsistent use of MD5 hash between Azure and the on-premises device. Different ASN numbers are being defined between the two sites, or because the network can't handle the number of prefix counts. Azure can handle up to 4,000 routes for a standard circuit, and can handle up to 10,000 if you upgrade the circuit to a premium SKU. In some rare cases, the provider might have a lower prefix threshold than Azure, which can cause some issues as well. After all the configuration is completed, how do we know it is working? You know when the BGP session is active and you receive roughly 600 or so prefixes from Microsoft. You can quickly test by PS pinging to any of the Office 365 resources to make sure there is connectivity. Our circuit is now provisioned and functional, but now we're running into another point of failure. We're faced with asymmetric routing. What is asymmetric routing, you may ask? Asymmetric routing is when the traffic from one network, let's say network A, enters network B, but when it exits network B back to A, it does not take the same path. Technically, traffic can still get from A to B just fine, but most environments are set up in a way that asymmetrically routed packets will end up getting dropped by firewalls or similar equipments, resulting in a failed connection. Here is an example of a typical asymmetrical scenario that customers tend to inadvertently get themselves into. In this case, we're looking at someone that has express route and internet access back to, let's say, their hybrid exchange environment. We're going to the on-premises from the Microsoft cloud over the internet. If you follow the blue line from the Microsoft cloud to the customer's perimeter, from there, it hops over to some servers on the customer's internal network. A good example would be a few ADFS servers. Your proxies at the perimeter and the ADFS servers are in your network. So now we're on the ADFS servers. As you can see, the gray area where the express routes have been propagated in the customer's environment. The network is in the scope and has the express route routes. The servers on the corporate network now sees the express route routes. So when traffic tries to go back to the Microsoft cloud, there's a more direct routes that are advertised from the express route circuit. So the return traffic is going to go back through the express route back to the Microsoft cloud, resulting in asymmetrical routing. There's a couple of different ways we can tackle this. One of them is to put a source NAT at the perimeter. So looking at this scenario again, we start at our blue line from the Microsoft cloud to the customer's perimeter. At that point, it is source NATed from there to inside the network. Now at this point, do you have express route routes that exist on those servers we're talking to? The answer is yes. However, since the source now looks to be the source NAT range instead of the Microsoft cloud range, traffic does not route back through the express route circuit back to the Microsoft cloud, but instead it goes back out to the perimeter through the source NAT in the reverse direction, then back through the internet to the Microsoft cloud, and at this point you have symmetric routing. Another way that you can do this is to scope the network so that the express route routes don't end up being advertised on the servers that you're talking to the perimeter. With the same scenario, we start from the Microsoft cloud going over the internet to the perimeter. From the perimeter, it jumps to a couple of servers on the network, not through a source net, so the return destination still looks like the Microsoft cloud. However, in this case, because these two servers are not sitting in the gray area, the express route routes are not propagating to those servers. In that case, they don't see the express route circuit, so the return traffic goes back to the perimeter, through the internet, back to the Microsoft cloud, resulting in symmetric path. The key here is to understand the path coming in from the Microsoft cloud and being able to identify and follow the path back to the origin. This last example shows how asymmetric routing can also happen when we have two express route circuits involved. In this scenario, we see traffic coming in one circuit, but the return path is over the second circuit. We must ensure traffic goes back through the same circuit it came in from. Here's a list of possible inbound traffic that are at risk of asymmetric routing. Services that can be affected includes ADFS, Exchange, SharePoint, and even your Skype for Business. Now that we know what asymmetric routing is and how to resolve them, how can we identify them? There isn't a one-step sure way to detect this issue, but some steps to take are paper verification, possibly even real-time troubleshooting using Traceroute or PS Ping. You can also do show IP routes on your core router to see the path coming in and out of your network. What do I mean by paper verification? Revisiting these diagrams from earlier, drawing out your network, going through and validate as you step through traffic starting from somewhere, step through all the places it lands, make sure exactly what route exists at that point and where it goes next. Then follow it out both ways. You want to ask yourself these questions while you do this. Can you prove to yourself from a network diagram that you don't have asymmetric routing? Can you prove it to someone else? Sometimes you may need to investigate this real time using networking tools like Traceroute or PS Ping. PS Ping is to figure out if you have connectivity from point A to point B, not knowing or caring where that route goes And then use Traceroute to show the hops you're taking, whether the traffic is going through the express route circuit or the internet. You can also look at the router data. If you see the AS path is 12076, you know it's going over the express route circuit. Anything other than that, most likely is going over the internet. The third part of our common failure areas is validation needed. This process is automated, but if the address block being used does not match ASN ownership, manual validation will be required. This can be done by engaging Azure support, and we'll get those prefixes verified for you. Be prepared to show us proof of ownership via email. This can and should be done ahead of time to avoid any trouble during the configuration stage of the BGP peering. Be sure to use ERN or the respective Internet Registry database to confirm and provide proof that you own that IP address block. So after we have deployed everything and gotten everything to work, we may still run into some issues post-deployment. Some traffic may not be going over across the express route circuit as we expect it to. This is caused most likely by your proxy configuration. Proxy servers have first crack at routing, so be aware of the proxy rules regarding going out to the internet edge versus the express route edge. Please ignore the blue line. In the left diagram, imagine these two proxy servers in the gray. Since they have the express route routes, they'll go over the circuit. The right diagram, as you can see, doesn't, so it will go over the internet. It's the difference in having and not having the routes. A couple of other post-deployment issues you may run into, you may see some unexpected traffic going over the circuit. This is perfectly acceptable. This is us over-delivering. Just because your circuit is up, it doesn't technically mean you're advertising routes into your network. For private peering, test the connection by telnetting to 3389 or 22 of the Azure Gallery images. If your public endpoints don't work, most likely that is because you're advertising a default route on the circuit, which will break it. You'll need to work with your network admin to route that traffic out to the internet, since the default route sends everything back to your on-premises. In summary, make sure you check all the basic requirements we went over in the beginning of this session. Ensure you didn't make any mistakes during the circuit onboarding process. Use ERN to look up and show ownership of your IPs. Test to make sure that your routes are properly propagating to the network that you want to utilize this service. Make sure you're not having any kind of path asymmetry issue throughout your entire network. Be sure to validate your prefixes beforehand to avoid any complication during the setup process. And last but not least, make sure we don't have any kind of general connectivity failures. And that is it for this ExpressRoute for Office 365 training on troubleshooting asymmetric routes and connectivity. Thank you for your time, and until next time.